Here's a question that sounds a lot more philosophical than it really is. When is a tree not a tree? The short answer, when it's a coconut palm in the Indian state of Goa. Yes, in Goa, they are debating whether a coconut palm is a tree. State authorities late last year said it is not a tree, but now two organizations are suing to reverse that decision. Chavi Sachdev is a reporter in Mumbai and a friend of ours here at The World. Are people in India finding this a bizarre debate, Chavi?
Yes, because it's absolutely nuts. If it weren't actually happening, it would be terribly funny. But yeah, everyone is laughing, but we're also seriously appalled.
Yeah, so why did the state government of Goa reclassify the coconut palm?
So to understand that, we have to go back to 1984, when Goa ruled that to cut down trees over an area of 7/10 of a square mile in the whole year, you need permission from the tree authority. So you can't cut down your own trees, you need permission. The only exception is if a tree poses a threat to life and property. So the environment minister has gone on record to say that the farmers begged him to declassify the coconut because they wanted to cut them down and replant higher yield crops. A lot of people do not think that's really true. A lot of people, like Armando Gonzalez from Goa Forgiving, one of the two NGOs that sued the state, has a quite different opinion.
I think the government is clearly trying to play games with all of us. They are trying to say it's for the farmers and the benefit of the farmers. It's not. A real farmer would never cut a coconut tree. No Goan would do that unless you're a builder. So for a builder, it's blanket permission. Do what you want. Pick up the land and cut it.
So why would a Goan never cut down a coconut tree? Why is that such a sacred tree?
Well, it's really part of their identity. They use everything from the coconut tree quite thoroughly, from the fronds and the bark to the coconut shells. And of course, the coconut cream is part of their cuisine. I met Michael Gracious, who's a theater producer, and he summed it up for me. He said, there's a word in Konkani called Goankarpond.
Goankarpond is Goanness. It is incomplete without a coconut tree.
So it's all wrapped up in Goan identity, this one tree.
Absolutely. They're very proud of it. And it's also such an integral part of the environment as well as the vista. And it's everywhere. It's beautiful. And it also keeps the soil erosion down to a minimum.
Well, as we heard from Armando Gonzalez a moment ago from Goa Forgiving, he suggested with the lifting of this protection of the coconut tree, builders are just going to cut them all down. Is that actually happening or is it just a fear?
It's happening. So in one of the places I went to, the villagers were protesting because 500 trees have been cut to make way for a distillery. And another place that the activists took me to, 150 trees had disappeared overnight, at night. And in its place were earth-moving equipment. And it was quite clear that this was for builders, not for the villagers who own these groves.
Yeah, and as you said, this is kind of laughable, but it's also serious stuff. And there have been big protests about the reclassification of the coconut palm. Petitions have been circulated. I gather there's even been songs written about the coconut palm. Here's one of them.
Goa, Goa, save coconut trees. Goa, Goa, save your eyes.
It's a nice song, Chavi. Is it working to change any opinions?
Well, there's been a lot of support from Goans who live all over the world trying to get the government to pay attention. But that's not going to change anything. The only thing that will change the amendment to the law is tackling it in a court of law.
And this week, a court did hear the challenge from the NGOs. What did they decide?
So they decided to decide in 6 months. But next month, they're going to reconvene to share an interim order, which will determine what happens until that hearing in 6 months. So as of now, anybody can cut the trees. Hopefully in July, the court will say that the NGOs have won and that the tree is indeed protected as it used to be.
I got to say, the story has gone global among botanists anyway. What was the reaction when Goa's environment minister said the coconut palm can't be a tree because it doesn't have branches?
Well, there was a lot of laughter. There was also suggestions that maybe it's a fern or something like that instead. So it's just been the butt of so many jokes.
Well, I remember you taking me to a wonderful Goan meal in Bombay. The food's so rich in coconut milk and meat. I can assure you it's not a fern.
Yeah, and the Goans would definitely agree.
Reporter Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.